From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting 7 die in Indonesia terrorist attack. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in an upscale neighborhood in Jakarta. The bomb and gun attacks left several people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. Foreigners were among the 20 people wounded. U.S. is ratcheting up its diplomacy with participants in the 6-party talks for a strong and united response to the recent nuclear test by North Korea. The U.S. State Department says Secretary John Kerry will be visiting Asia in the near future. Turkey says it has killed 200 Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq in retaliation for the suicide bomb attack that killed 10 German tourists in Istanbul 2 days ago. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu vowed that, quoting now, "every threat directed at Turkey will be punished in kind." A Zimbabwean government spokesman says President Robert Mugabe is in good health. The spokesman dismissed an online report that Mr. Mugabe had suffered a heart attack. A United Nations study released this week says the number of people migrating to foreign countries surged by 41% in the last 15 years. The study says the number of migrants in 2015 was 244 million. Of those people, 20 million were refugees. The UN is planning a series of meetings to address migration. Saudi Arabia is reopening its embassy in the Iraqi capital after its closure 25 years ago. Iraq's foreign minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, has accepted the credentials of a new Saudi ambassador. He is Tamer al-Sabhan. This is VOA News.